You got tired of your man's baby mama when she started calling your baby name. Then she saw your baby and she called your baby ugly. Okay. I don't know how it ain't pop off then.
Right.
But you being the good Christian that you are, you let this go down. Now, only one or two things we have to consider here. Like Shirley said, either she's extremely ugly and then got the nerve to call the baby ugly, because who calls a baby ugly?
Right.
Now, there are some unattractive children.
Yes, it is.
In this world. I have seen some and have been forced to look at them, and it's just thrown me a little bit.
See, right there.
Because, yeah, I had a partner that... Ugg got married. I couldn't believe he got married. He came to a show. We called him Ugg when he was growing up.
Why'd you call him Ugg?
Because yeah, he ugly. you get nicknames when you black.
You know, peanut,
because your head's small. You know, Nuck-Nuck, because you fighting all the time. Cracker Barrel, because your teeth ain't straight. You know, stuff. That's why you get nicknames like that. Ugg married an ugly chick and brought the baby to the to my hotel after the show. And it was cold outside. You know how you cover the baby up. And he opened up the blanket and showed me the baby. And I said,
what?
When he showed me the baby, I went,
stupid.
And I couldn't think of nothing. So all I could say was, boy, that baby looked just like you. Because
oh, no.
I knew the baby was ugly. Now, other than that, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, you know, she called
crazy.
Your husband all this here. Now, here the part. She approached me mm-hmm. with her newborn baby mm-hmm. strapped to her chest and started yelling at me while I was sitting in the car. I got out the car,
yeah,
and sure things would not escalate because in front of the school and she was holding the baby. Plus, I'd not been in a hood type altercation since high school. Tried to explain to her. Then that's when she... gathered up all her muster and spit on you. Me personally,
come on,
with the baby strapped to the chest,
yeah,
which is not my business anymore. See,
come on, Steve.
I can't consider this baby no more. Plus, they usually strap the baby face forward to the mama.
Yeah, 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 they do.
I'd have punched her as another woman so hard in her throat. I'd have got a piece of the baby head on the way in.
Because,
I'm in here, I'm swinging at your throat, but your baby moved, and I skimmed across the baby head.
Steve.
I didn't hit you in the throat.
Steve,
but
you
I would have spit on
that.
You with the baby there. And let me tell you something. Like I said, I'd have laid under the air conditioner for a couple weeks with no shirt on, refusing to take any medicine. I'd have spit on you and it got on the baby. You'd have been up for 2 weeks all night with this baby because the baby done caught colic. Cause I done put something on you. But what you're not gonna do is spit on me.
So
I don't
want to
talk
answer.
About nothing in this damn letter except how you gonna move forward without letting me spit on you. You must present yourself to me unarmed, naked,
no
baby. And stand in front of me without the baby and say, Steve, in order for us to move on, I know you got to spit on me. Are you ready? Yes, I'm sick as hell. Here I go. That's the only way.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.